Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to South Africa and the G20 summit. The participants are Rajiv Bhatia, former ambassador, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to South Africa to participate in the historic G20 summit marks a significant milestone in global diplomacy and India's international engagement. As world leaders gathered in Johannesburg to address pressing global challenges under the theme Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability, this event offers an opportunity for India to assert its leadership and present its vision for a more inclusive and sustainable world order. And to discuss these topics in Spotlight today, we are joined in the studio by Sri Rajiv Bhatia, former ambassador. A warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
What is the main agenda of Prime Minister's three-day visit to South Africa, and how was he received by the Indian diaspora there?
The principal aim, as you said yourself in the initial comment, is the participation in the 20th G20 summit. This is the first time it is being held on African soil. India is particularly pleased because India contributed a great deal to pushing forward the African agenda, and also because during its own presidency in 2023, India contributed immensely to the decision that led to the offering of full membership of G20 to the African Union. So in that context, this conference is very important, and India is very clear that G20 should leave an impact, that it should stay united, that is reflecting the blended vision of the North and the South, and yet it should have a clear orientation favoring the global South and African needs and concerns. So in that context, Prime Minister yesterday was received very warmly by the South African authorities and also by the Indian diaspora. He also had a number of important meetings, including with the Prime Minister of Australia on the sidelines. And today, I think he is actively participating in the first day of the summit, and he has made some very important pronouncements there.
You very rightly said that. The Prime Minister addressed the first session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, which focused on inclusive and sustainable growth. And with Africa hosting the G20 summit for the first time, Mr. Modi said that this is the right moment to revisit global development parameters and prioritize growth that is both inclusive and sustainable. Let's hear a report from our correspondent in Johannesburg on the Prime Minister's visit to South Africa while he's participating in the historic G20 summit.
Giving shape to the vision of One Earth, One Family, One Future, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today presented India's vision at G20 Johannesburg summit. Four key proposals presented by Prime Minister Modi include Global Traditional Knowledge Repository, a G20 Africa Skills Multiplier Initiative aimed at preparing 1 million certified trainers in Africa over the next decade, creation of a G20 Global Healthcare Response Team emphasizing the need for trained medical experts from G20 countries, and to address the growing threat of drug trafficking, including dangerous substances such as fentanyl, a proposal of G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. Meanwhile, the G20 South Africa Summit Leaders Declaration was also adopted. The G20 leaders reaffirmed that all states must refrain from the threat or use of force to seek territorial acquisition against the territorial integrity and sovereignty and political independence of any state. They condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. Asonyo, Akashwane News, Johannesburg.
Rajivji, the Prime Minister also said that India's civilizational values, particularly the principle of integral humanism, offers a meaningful way forward. How do you look at it?
I think I find a striking resemblance and convergence between what President Cyril Ramaphosa said in his inaugural address and what Prime Minister said in his intervention. President Ramaphosa said that this is the first G20 meeting in Africa, the cradle of civilization, and that our essential humanity binds us all together. And here, our own Prime Minister is very much talking about the humanist vision. And this is obviously projected very well during our presidency by the motto, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is a family. So we have to take everybody along, not to leave anybody behind. And therefore, the summit started by adopting the Johannesburg Leaders Agenda. And we all would be looking at it to see how far the leaders succeed in their vision.
Also, Rajivji, the Prime Minister proposed the creation of a G20 global healthcare response team, emphasizing that the world is stronger when it works together during health emergencies and natural disasters. And he's quite right in stating this.
Indeed. And here is the head of the government of a country which does not only preach high-sounding formulae, it actually practices them. India showed this during the COVID catastrophe. India was one country which, despite its massive needs for COVID vaccine, made it possible for us to supply huge amount of vaccines and drugs and other equipment to other countries, particularly in Africa, to help them. And, you know, they, as well as countries in Latin America and elsewhere, Global South, they all keep expressing their gratitude for India. So this idea of response teams to take care of health emergencies and natural disasters, this is an excellent proposition, and I hope this will be built into the decisions taken by G20 leaders.
And also the Prime Minister proposed a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. We would like you to throw some light on this.
Countering terrorism has been a major plank of India's foreign policy, and that is for good reasons, because now for nearly three decades, India has been a victim of cross-border terrorism coming from Pakistan. And now, while on the one hand, the government has been categorical that terrorism would not be tolerated, terrorism would be fully countered, and all the necessary means, diplomatic and others, would be deployed to defeat it. It also at the same time notices that in some ways terrorism is growing, and therefore there is a great need for international solidarity. And therefore it was very natural for Prime Minister Modi at the G20 summit to make the point that terrorism has to be combated, and that it has a very special connection with the drug trade. And therefore they use illicit drug money to finance their terrorist operations, these militant groups. And therefore, I think we are bound to receive huge support from the G20 family on this goal as well.
And just to add to what you said, Mr. Modi called on member nations to unite to weaken the wretched drug terror economy. And everyone in G20, if we all work together, then the world will be a different place altogether. Moving forward on his address, the Prime Minister also proposed for a G20 Africa Skills Multiplier Initiative that will prepare 1 million certified trainers in Africa in the next decade, and that will boost local capacity and long-term development. Now, inclusive growth will also come, and skill development will also take place through this initiative.
Yes, indeed. Now, this is a brand new proposal, so I cannot pretend that I know the full bit of it. Until now, basically, India was helping Africa with a lot of skill development initiatives, mainly by inviting African people to come over to institutions spread across India for short-term and medium-term and long-term courses, and also, of course, education in the universities. But obviously, it proved that it is not enough. The needs of Africa are huge. And therefore, this idea that we just don't train individual African students, but create a large force that creates an impact of those who are trainers, that is, who can train the fellow Africans themselves. This is a grand, ambitious idea. We will have to see how the government plans to enlist the support of the fellow G20 nations and how they react, and then how the money would be found for implementing this as a scheme, as a blueprint.
Rajivji, Mr. Modi further proposed for a global traditional knowledge repository under the G20, powered by Indian knowledge systems. Don't you think this initiative will seek to pass on sustainable insights to future generations?
I think you can say that. I would not disagree with you. And, you know, the important question to also note is that this is being done on the African soil. I think there is a very strong similarity of views between Indian and African thinkers. Both of us think that traditional knowledge that our societies have, for example, in the field of medicine, traditional medicine, is of great value and that it cannot be replaced by modern knowledge or modern medicine alone. Therefore, in order to be true to our heritage and true to our past and true to what we have received from our ancestors, the idea is that we retain that knowledge, we develop it. It is not to say that we will not use the 21st century knowledge. We will use that as well. But humanity will be doubly benefited if it can retain what it inherited and also further use science and technology to move forward.
What outcomes do you think we will have after Prime Minister Modi's bilateral meetings with other world leaders such as the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa during this visit?
I think, as we are aware, Prime Minister's bilateral meetings agenda is crafted with great deal of care and thinking. So the people that he would have meetings with are those that promote India's broader foreign policy agenda. The very first person he met yesterday was the Australian Prime Minister, and that has to be seen in the context of fast-growing bilateral cooperation between India and Australia, but also in the context of the multilateral cooperation promoted under the Quad. The Quad, which is a grouping of India, Australia, Japan, and US, is facing a bit of rough weather because in this month, the Quad summit was to take place, but then the US president did not come, so it had to be shelved. So they would have discussed how to proceed forward on that agenda item. Plus, I think there was an expectation that Mr. Modi will meet the Prime Minister of Japan also today, perhaps. If that happens, that will further confirm that both the bilateral relations and multilateral pulsions are driving this particular agenda. Certainly, the meeting with the host country, President Cyril Ramaphosa, would be very important. The two countries are pulling along very well. When India was the president of G20, South Africa helped us immensely. India has reciprocated now. And Prime Minister Modi loves to visit South Africa. This is, I think, his fourth visit, and he has been really very warmly received there.
Rajivji, how has the Prime Minister encouraged members of the Indian community in South Africa to deepen engagement and strengthen people-to-people linkages?
He's a great champion of that idea, as we all know. First of all, interaction with diaspora community is part of Prime Minister's program wherever he goes. He feels very comfortable and happy interacting with children, women, young leaders, other established figures of the diaspora. And in general, in a spontaneous, natural manner, I think his people skills come out very closely. I saw some live visuals yesterday and today, and I feel that since I've served as High Commissioner of India in South Africa, I can imagine very well, vividly in fact, as to how people would have connected with them. I think your question about how and what he actually tells them is very clear. I think he conveys a love and respect for India. He conveys a love and respect for them. He sees them as living links between the two cultures, two nations and two countries. And he admires and appreciates their contribution to the host country, to the country they adopted, to the country where their ancestors went. So in a way, there's no contradiction between a diaspora person being loyal to the country of his adoption and yet showing respect and love for the religion and the culture and the food and the traditions of India. I think diaspora is undoubtedly a very valuable asset for India's diplomacy abroad.
Prime Minister Modi's visit to South Africa and his participation in the G20 summit underscored India's growing leadership on the world stage and its commitment to fostering international cooperation for a just and sustainable future. On that note, we would like to thank you, Rajiv Bhatia Ji, for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to South Africa and the G20 summit. The participants were Rajiv Bhatia, former ambassador, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.